So many of the best things God does turn worldly standards upside down. The last shall be first, the weak strong, and the meek will inherit the earth. When everything feels strange and makes no kind of sense, remember how the Lord has turned so many dilemmas around in the past. He delights in sending marvelous deliverances, even when he chooses to hide behind the event and remain anonymous.
Lord, there's much I do not understand right now, but you who gave fins to fish and wings to birds always have things in mind for me to do. And even a mystery is only a mystery until revelation makes it part of your living history.
Since it is not so much rules that I must follow as the willingness to seek and be surprised, grant me the time and energy I need to attend to such duties as you call me to, and put certain other things aside.
My richest awareness of you catches me unawares, but often disappears within the hour, whereas some trials last for months, if not for years. What we so greatly fear and man declares impossible, you delight to bring about with a twinkle in your eye.
When great ordeals come our way, grant us grace to round up praying friends. For though you sometimes afflict with hand-picked trials, you always have some special end in sight. And when your threshing tool has performed its trailblazing track, you return it to its rack.
And now that you have dried our eyes and moved threatening clouds aside, it leaves room for your spirit to remove all limits, for our light and momentary afflictions are achieving an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs all trials.
Jesus has completed all his Father sent him to do. He is risen indeed, in a love that knows no limits, and so we must seek to both love and forgive.
Your desire for us to be one is as strong as it is lifelong, and those who persist in pursuing unity will reign with you forever in the glory you enjoyed from before the creation of the world.